we're talking about the Mets rotation and Soto and all that stuff before the break. You mentioned it, BT, you'd have McClain start game one. I probably would too, but I don't see a big difference if he starts game two. Like, either way, he's going to be in the rotation. I wouldn't push him back beyond the second game if they feel like they want to just go with a veteran for game one and have McClain game. Like, either way, there's going to be pressure, whether it's game one or if they lose game one, then in game two to save the season in a wild card spot. So I don't necessarily, for me, I wouldn't make a big deal if he's named game two starter and not game one.
I wouldn't mess around with that. I mean, I'm sure some of you saw this. The Mets just had a month in the month of August, right, where from an offensive perspective, they had the most runs they've ever scored in a month. They had 53 home runs, which was the most home runs they've ever had in a month. The Mets as a team in August hit 285, which is amazing in the year 2025, and had an OPS of 866 for the entire month, and they were 11-17 because their starters stink. Now, I understand what, like, the Yankees would do this a lot with Pettit back in the day, where Pettit would come back and win game two a couple times against the Twins, blah, blah, blah. Like, you like to have that rock there in the second spot, just in case you drop the first one. But I don't think anybody deserves it. I mean, right, unless things radically change over this final month and a few starts for everybody, where Peterson wakes up or Manaea wakes up, and forget about saying I'm with you there, or, God forbid, from a baseball perspective, from McClain, he really regresses, which I don't anticipate as well. I think he is the real deal. His stuff plays great, and his attitude is awesome. McClain is amazing.
Yeah, okay.
There's no way I'm not running out there game one, say, go get me a win.
Fair enough. I just wouldn't have, like, game one, game two, you got to win two games anyway. You might as well have.
But if I start him game one, there's a chance maybe I could bring him back later in the series. If I start him game two,
not in a three-game series.
Well, that's true.
Also, maybe it could depend on, and I'm sure they map this stuff out, like, hey, if we win this series in two games, now we could get him to pitch whatever game. You're right, maybe ideally, and by the way, it also could depend on how they finish. Do they need McClain in the final
to series? Wrap up the wild card, you mean?
You just don't know based on the
days. I think they'll be all right.
All I'm saying is, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as he's pitching one of the first two games, then to me it really doesn't matter. But yes, looking forward, here's the way that you would do it. How would you rank your confidence level in all of the Mets starters?
You want me to name them by name or give you a group summary? McClain's an A. McClain's an A.
Who do you have the most confidence in? Rank them in the
McClain
order.
One.
Right, okay, me
honestly,
too.
Honestly, probably Holmes number two, just to give you a couple of decent innings and not right. have that awful inning. Peterson's been very bad, but I'll say Peterson.
Yeah, and that's why I had those guys 1, 2, and 3. I would go Peterson. I think he's just had a couple of bad starts. It happens, even to the best of them.
But he's also pitched more innings than he ever has. Yeah. Like, well, you got to monitor some stuff with him.
So was Holmes, too. But yes, like, those to me, those three would be definitive. If you want to include Senga, Manaea, Tong, McGill, and Sproat, those would be the only other, like, how are you ranking any of those ahead of McClain, Peterson, Holmes? You can't. It's impossible.
What if Tong goes bonkers these final couple of weeks? That could change. Yeah. That's fluid, obviously.
But you're still going to need four.
Yep.
So, Tong to me right now is penciled in as a number four.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have Sproat, who's an unknown, but I have no confidence in Manaea and Senga starting at this point. No part of Senga, and I move Manaea to the pen. Only because, you touched on this before, well, out of the pen, how's he going to be any good? Manaea at least, since he's come back, has shown dominance, but for a few innings.
Yes, it's been not two yesterday's innings much, though.
No, okay, but that's...
But, yeah, that's just been his MO.
Okay, three Start innings sharp, of dominance, yeah. Even four innings, maybe a little bit. So I'm moving him to the pen, saying he could be a weapon out of the pen.
Uh-huh.
Let me lock this down. I need three innings of dominance from him, or two innings. Let's go to Manaea here. That's what I would do and try to make the most of a potentially useful piece.
It makes sense, but now think about how we'd feel about the Mets, and I actually, believe it or not, even with all the pitching, you know, issues, I still feel pretty good about the Mets here because their offense is rolling, and I do think there's enough arms down to the pen to navigate close games in the postseason. I do believe they'll get there, and McClain is just filthy. But just imagine if the Mets pitching staff was, like, imagine if you had Peterson or Manaea from last year. You know, those numbers in August that I just gave you, you have a team OPS of 870, and you hit 53 home runs, and you hit 285, and you score the most runs you've ever scored in any month in the history of the Mets, and you go 11-17? Now, it's not just all the starters. The bullpen had some issues, too, in certain spots. But, God, the starters. And, you know, you can't punctuate this conversation without at least bringing up one name that needs to be brought up when we're talking about starters, and that's Stearns.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. It's not just the way that he built the rotation coming into the year. It's also at the trade deadline, not getting a starter, picking the wrong bullpen guy, and Helsley to get. to me, their three biggest culprits, and again, it's always in my mind, stems from expectation versus result.
Mm-hmm.
The three biggest culprits to me by far, Senga, Manaea, Helsley. The expectation versus results. The expectation for Manaea and Senga would be the best two starting pitchers in the rotation.
I think you probably nailed all three.
And right now they're unpitchable. You can't have them start. Helsley, same thing. The expectation was he's going to be a lights-out reliever to complement Edwin Diaz. Lock it down, 8-9. Right now, Helsley is borderline unpitchable.
He's the worst on the team.
Good God.
Right, he's worse than Senga. Helsley is, no, I mean, see, I he's think, just, I don't think, know what he is right now.
I think Senga's worse. I still feel like Helsley, I don't know what the hell.
Senga still gets a few outs.
Yeah.
I mean, the first pitch he throws, bang, rock down the line, triple. Next pitch, bang. I mean, literally, bang, line drive to Nimmo. I mean, Helsley, listen, like you, I watch every Met game. Every time he pitches, he gets rocked.
It doesn't make any sense. Because
no,
when
it
you
doesn't,
have nasty
unless
stuff
he's dipping.
Like, but even if you could, even if you knew, even if I told you what's coming, I'm going to throw a fastball here. Good luck trying to hit it.
Yeah.
At 102?
I would have no chance. Major league hitters, even at 102, if they know it's coming, they're going to barrel it.
Yeah.
They know.
Well, they
especially
have.
If they don't have to worry about a deuce, you know, messing them up
well,
or changeup.
He can't throw the slider for a strike, which is another big issue.
And he throws it very hard anyway, so there's not much differentiation between his fastball and his slider. Usually his slider is pretty nasty when it's good. But if you're a major league hitter and you know what's coming, and it's at the most blistering pace, velocity-wise, in the league, they're still licking their chops.
Yeah,
they don't care.
You, I get it. And they've been tattooing. I still would. I don't know if hope is the right word here. I still am trying to salvage any way possible Helsley, because I think he could still be a useful piece. I do not think Senga could be a useful piece at all the rest of the way.
Mm.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mario's on Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's going on? Good show, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, listen, you know what I would do? This is very interesting, right? Because I was thinking about it. I think the new pitcher, the kid, was McClain, right?
Yeah.
He's got three games already, so we've pumped the brakes a little bit. We don't know he's great yet in three games. He looks that way so far. A lot of pressure on him. Senga has pitched great a lot of times. Even still, his ERA is 3.04. Terrible lately. You're right, Sal, about he's unpitchable now and all that. I might start him in a game and have a very quick leash and then go with McClain like the second or third inning, the second he falters for a second out.
Why would you? Hold on, Mario.
I
appreciate, you know, coming up with options, and that's fine. You've got to be a little creative here because the Mets rotation's a mess, but that's not one that I would mess around with. Why would you run the risk? Think about what you're saying. Let's go with Senga, and if it gets rocked, go to McClain. So you would neutralize McClain's effectiveness if you hand him a deficit. Why not just come out, pump up five or six zeros and whiff nine guys and go out and get the hammer and win? I'm not messing around with Senga.
Well, the only reason I would do that, I think it puts less pressure on McClain, and I would not let him give up a lot of runs. The second I do something wrong, even if it's one
does
run,
it look
he's
like
out,
he's, does
so
it look like he's
game.
Does it look like he's overwhelmed by the stage? He's basically saved their season.
Yeah, and you could say that, well, as a young kid, it's only been three games. You're right. We don't know. However, what we do know is he's their best pitcher right now.
No question.
It's not even a question. So it might only be, well, it's only three games. He's their best. He's their best shot. You've got to figure it out. You hope you catch lightning in a bottle here with him the rest of the way. You hope maybe Tom could give you something similar. Who knows when they call up Sprope, but they're going to have to do it. I was of the belief of having to have guys piggyback with the way that Holmes, Senga, and Manaea were going. I don't know if I do that anymore. Moving Manaea to the pen is essentially a piggyback, let's say, for Clay Holmes. But why restrict yourself to saying, well, I'm only going to use Manaea if Holmes gets in trouble or on a Holmes game? Like, if you're going to move him to the pen, just move him to the pen and load your bullpen up. They could theoretically have McGill, Sproat, Manaea in that pen along with Rogers and Reed Garrett, Soto, Raleigh Diaz. Like, that's a pretty loaded pen
it
in
is.
The event that you get Holmes to go 4 1/3 or whatever it may be.
The Mets have a lot of capable arms down there. They do. A lot of quality relief arms. And now this is going to be interesting to see how they configure the rotation. Hey, listen, you've said this for a while, too, about the economics of the game and devoting so much resource, so much money and so many resources to starting pitching when starting pitching's been mitigated recently.
Yeah.
We saw the Dodgers a year ago. That's true. I agree. I don't know if I agreed with you initially. I do agree with you. But when you have a guy who can come out and look like one of the best pitchers in baseball, even though it's a small sample, I'm not messing around, and I'm giving him the baseball as soon and as frequently as I can, and that's McClain.
100%.
He's unbelievable. I love him.
He's one of their best guys. The only guy that would even potentially be in the conversation would be Peterson, mm-hmm. who has been the Mets' most consistent pitcher all year long. But right now,
yeah.
McClain's the best.